You are Locked On Jets, your daily New York Jets podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Happy Thanksgiving. This is the Locked On Jets podcast for Thursday, November 25th, 2021, Thanksgiving Day here in the U.S. I'm your host, John B. from GangreneNation.com. Thank you so much for spending part of your holiday here. And if you enjoy the show, subscribe to it where podcasts are found. If you do that, we'll deliver new episodes each day as they are posted. And also leave this show a five-star review. Helps us out quite a bit. I really do appreciate it. I hope you have a good day in front of you. I hope you eat plenty of good food. I hope you're able to reconnect with friends and family. The Thanksgiving podcast here is a little different from our typical shows. Here on the Locked On Podcast Network, our motto is your team every day. This is a daily podcast. We cover the New York Jets. We have new episodes each day, Monday through Friday, through the week. And there are Locked On podcasts across the NFL, across practically every sport you could imagine. If you have a favorite team in any sport, there's probably a Locked On podcast for it. But Thanksgiving Day is unique. It's one of the few days each year where things maybe slow down a little bit. Most people are not focused on their favorite podcast today. They're focused on their friends, their family, the meal that they're going to eat, maybe the football games, although I don't think today's games are particularly interesting. But for those reasons, a lot of shows will not have an episode today, which is perfectly understandable and perfectly reasonable. You know, the hosts themselves probably want to focus on their Thanksgiving, and there are not going to be a lot of people focused on a podcast today. But I always like to do a Thanksgiving episode. You may remember, if you're a longtime listener, 5 years ago, my father had a health scare the day before Thanksgiving. And he ended up having a quadruple bypass surgery the Monday after Thanksgiving. This was back in 2016. And I remember Thanksgiving of 2016, I went to visit him in the hospital. This was a couple days before his surgery. And one of the lasting memories, and there were many, but one of the lasting memories was it occurred to me that as much as most of us think of this as a day off, there are people who have to work in that hospital that day. There were doctors, there were nurses. There were custodians making sure the place was clean. And that's true across the country in other settings as well, not just hospitals. These are our essential workers, and they've done so much for us the last 2 years. So with that in mind, I always like to do a Thanksgiving show. And I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure anybody's really listening, but I got the idea in my head that, you know, maybe there's somebody out there who has to work today. And maybe they would like to listen to something for, I don't know, 10 minutes or so. They'd like something entertaining to be with them as they have to work on this Thanksgiving. So with that in mind, I always like to tell the history of Thanksgiving football in the NFL. That's the show that I do on Thanksgiving. It's pretty much the same episode every year. So if you've heard one, you've heard them all. And this is one of the few episodes each year that will not be interrupted by sponsor reads or ads. Now, you may get ads at the beginning of the show or the end of the show. That's the way our automated system works. But there are not going to be any stops during the show to read you an ad from our sponsors. And I say this jokingly, in addition to any essential workers who may be on the job today, I do this episode because I envision some family having a tradition that after Thanksgiving dinner is finished, everybody gathers around the fire and they play the Locked On Jets podcast and hear John B. tell them the story of Thanksgiving in the NFL. Now, I actually began doing this years ago because I was interested to find out why Detroit and Dallas played every Thanksgiving day. So I looked it up and I thought it was so interesting that I decided I wanted to share it with everybody. And somehow it became my tradition. So let's begin by telling the story of how the Detroit Lions came to play every Thanksgiving game. Now, the Lions, in 1934, played their first game on Thanksgiving, and it was their first season playing in Detroit. The franchise had been located in Portsmouth, Ohio. They were known as the Portsmouth Spartans. Now, you may say, wow, an NFL franchise was in Portsmouth, Ohio. Now, these were the early days of the NFL. And you may wonder now how a team ended up in Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Packers. Well, it was a different NFL then. There were teams in smaller cities at that point. Green Bay is the last of the remaining small cities, but the NFL had a bunch of teams in small cities. And one of them was Portsmouth, Ohio. There was a team there, the Portsmouth Spartans, and they were moved to Detroit in 1934. During this season, their owner was a radio executive named George Richards. He was the guy that moved the team from Portsmouth to Detroit. And the Lions were not really gaining any traction in the city of Detroit, which is kind of amazing to think of today. There was a time where the Lions were struggling for popularity in the city of Detroit. So Richards, he was, again, owner who's a radio executive, had an idea that he was going to schedule a big game against the Chicago Bears on Thanksgiving Day. At this point, it was a huge game. The Lions were 10-1, the Bears were 11-0. And you may wonder, well, how can the owner decide when the game's going to be played? This was an era where the teams scheduled their own home games. So the NFL schedule did not come out. There was no NFL network special in 1934 to tell you when games were going to be played. The teams scheduled the games themselves. So this owner, George Richards, decided we're going to schedule this big game on Thanksgiving Day. And Richards, again, was a radio executive. That's how he got his money to buy the Lions. He had connections in the radio business, so he ended up getting this game broadcast nationally over the radio. And even though Detroit lost, it generated a lot of buzz in the city. The Lions sold out the game, and of course, they went on to become much more popular than they were that first year. And that game was such a success that it began a new tradition. The Lions have hosted a Thanksgiving Day game every year since, aside from the World War II years. Now, there was a stretch where they had the same opponent every season. It was a 13-year stretch that began in 1951, and that opponent was the Packers. So it got to a point where Thanksgiving tradition was not just the Lions playing, but it was the Lions playing the Packers at home. However, 13 years later, Vince Lombardi, when he was the Packers coach, decided to end the arrangement, and there were a couple of reasons for this. First of all, the Packers were getting some money. They were getting $10,000 a year to make the trip to Detroit. But beyond that, Lombardi did not love the idea of having to face a division rival in a big game every year, in a game where the fans were fired up and have to go on the road on a short week. He just did not love the competitive aspect of that. So the Packers ceased to be Detroit's opponent every single year, although, of course, as divisional rivals, they do play pretty frequently on Thanksgiving. Now, in the 1960s, the NFL kind of got the idea, maybe we should have a second game. Although there was some skepticism that it could work any place that wasn't Detroit. There was a thought out there that, you know what, maybe this is just a Detroit thing. Maybe the Detroit fans love football on Thanksgiving. It won't work elsewhere. Now, at this point, as difficult as it is to believe now, the Dallas Cowboys were a franchise without any tradition. They had only been in the NFL a few seasons. They had no history of winning. But they did have a visionary general manager named Tex Schramm. And if you look at some of the things you take for granted in the NFL now, you can thank Tex Schramm for them. Instant replay. If you see instant replay, Tex Schramm was a driving force behind that. You ever see those flags on the field goal post that tell you what direction the wind is blowing? Again, that was an idea he came up with. He was a driving force behind the AFL-NFL merger that gave us the NFL we know today, the Super Bowl. Now, it was not only him, but he, again, was a big figure in creating that. And Tex Schramm loved the idea of the Cowboys playing on Thanksgiving. He volunteered them, and the Cowboys played their first Thanksgiving home game in 1966, and they continued doing it every year. But about 10 years in, the NFL got this idea, and it was not a great idea, that they were going to alternate the second game every year between the Dallas Cowboys and the then St. Louis Cardinals, who since have moved to the Phoenix area and are now the Arizona Cardinals. So the plan the league came up with was that the Cowboys would host the second game in even years, and the Cardinals would host it in odd years. This only lasted for two cycles. The Cardinals hosted Thanksgiving games in 1975 and 1977. However, these games were not competitive, and they were not particularly well attended. So the commissioner at the time, Pete Rozelle, ended the experiment, and Tech Schramm made it was adamant that, you know what, we're not doing this again. You need to promise us that the Cowboys will host the second game every year. And Roselle agreed, and the Cowboys have hosted the second Thanksgiving game every year since. So maybe that St. Louis experience shows you that the skepticism Detroit and Dallas initially faced, perhaps there was something to it, because Thanksgiving football did not work in St. Louis for the Cardinals. And things stayed this way for decades and decades and decades. And then we got into the 2000s, and it became kind of clear that there could be a primetime game. And of course, every single team wanted to be the host of the primetime game. Everybody in the NFL wanted to be the Detroit or Dallas of primetime. Lions get the first game, Cowboys get the second game, we want the third game. So the NFL could not possibly just give this to one team. It would show ridiculous favoritism. So the NFL has kind of moved this third game around. The first Thanksgiving primetime game was in 2006. The Chiefs defeated the Broncos. And since then, every year, except for last year, where there was a postponement due to COVID in a game scheduled between the Steelers and the Ravens, there has been a third Thanksgiving game. Now, the last, what I would call major innovation for Thanksgiving football in the NFL came in 2014, when the NFL reached an agreement with the TV providers. Now, under the old deal, CBS showed all road games involving an AFC team, and Fox showed all road games involving an NFC team. And that really limited their options for Thanksgiving games, because both Dallas and Detroit are in the NFC. So if they're both going to be on Thanksgiving, CBS is going to want a Thanksgiving game. But if CBS is going to have a Thanksgiving game, it means that an AFC team had to play on the road against one of those two teams. And these two teams, based on the way the schedule is currently produced, only had two options. You know, you only get two home games against a team from another conference in the NFL these days. Or I guess now maybe third with the 17th game, but it gives you a very limited slate of options. So you don't really always have the option to pick an attractive game for Thanksgiving, because, you know, both of the teams you're hosting from the other conference, both of the teams the Lions and the Cowboys were hosting from the AFC, might be bad. But the NFL came up with a new proposal, and this is true not just of Thanksgiving games, but it's in games throughout the season, where AFC road games can be flexed to Fox and NFC road games can be flexed to CBS. So if you ever see, you know, at any point during the season, whether it's a regular season game, whether it's a Thanksgiving game, you may see two NFC teams play on CBS and two AFC teams play on Fox. They now have the flexibility to move games to the other network. And this opened up a lot of possibilities, because now you were not limited to just two options on Thanksgiving for one of the teams. And there's also an option that a lot of people aren't aware of, that if Detroit or Dallas is playing a really, really good game, the game could theoretically be flexed to the primetime game. Now, I don't know that that's going to happen, because I think you'd have a lot of fans upset over the loss of tradition. It hasn't happened yet, but we'll see. It could theoretically happen in the future if one of the games was good enough. So that's the story of Thanksgiving in the NFL. I hope you enjoyed hearing it. I hope you enjoy the games today. Again, I'm not a big fan of these games, though. You got Chicago and Detroit, two bad teams. You have Vegas and Dallas, and then you have Buffalo and New Orleans, which is probably the best of the three. But even then, these are not teams playing great football right now. I think the best football today might be on the college side, the Egg Bowl between Ole Miss and Mississippi State. But no matter what, I hope you enjoy the football. I hope you enjoy time you spend with friends and family. I hope you enjoy the food. And if you are out there working today, thank you. That's the episode for today. This has been the Locked On Jets podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Again, if you enjoy the show, subscribe to it and leave it a good review. Have a great Thanksgiving. I'll be back tomorrow to talk about the game between the Jets and the Texans this weekend in Houston.